Bez Hashem continues Shari Chuvah Shar Beis Ois Dalid, Shir number 88. Ben Yoina is talking about the person who opens his email, picks up the phone, and understands Hashem is talking to him. And the Yisurim, the suffering that he, whatever it is, whether it's a small amount that Yisurim, like a paper cut, usually it doesn't really get our attention too often, or Rachmal Atzlan, the bigger Yisurim, Lo Yaleinu, that Hashem is talking to us and that we have to improve. And now we'll discuss the person who does improve and does understand and he takes the message to heart. I just want to share with you a quick story about a friend of mine who really, really is mamish. He lives his life because of what Rabbeinu Yoina said today. And he's a Shomer Shabbos person today with the Mishpacha. He helps Klal Yisrael on a daily basis, and I'll tell you in a minute why. I mentioned him in the past. There was a person who was in high school walking down the street in the cold winter day. His name was Brian. Brian's walking with a group of friends, and a car driver came and hit him. He went flying. He told me he thought, by Yisudas Haidah, he said he spoke, that he was paralyzed. He thought he wouldn't be able to move again. Make a long story short, he wasn't able to continue on the football team that he was part of because he was on crutches now. Somehow, some way, he got involved in a Jewish club. He was Jewish in public school. They had a Jewish club or something like this. Make a long story short, shorter than even I mentioned, one thing led to the next. Started with tzitzis, tefillin, mitzvahs, chavrusa. He's Shomer Shabbos today. Reb Chaim is in charge of the fish department in the OU. The OU that you eat. And those kosher fish that you buy in the store. You can thank him. Call him up and give him a thank you call. I'm sure he'd appreciate it. I learned with him in yeshiva. And this is a person who said that because he was hit by that car, it changed his life and turned his life around. Now, at the time when he's lying there freezing, couldn't touch, feel his toes as he was lying on the frozen ground, on the ice, and the lady who hit him tried to escape and they run away, they circled her. He was not thinking, oh, thank you, Hashem. This is the greatest day of my life. But Lemaisa, retroactively, Lemafreya, he thanks Hashem that Hashem brought those Yisurim to him. I'll just say one last point in that story. Like, this is like one of those stories, like you say, like, unbelievable, right? So let me add one more unbelievable point. When it was time for him to go dating. So dating, you know, it's a big parasha. Sometimes it's a difficult parasha. There was a young lady who was in that Jewish club as well in high school. She also became Shomer Shabbos. She became Frum. And she said to her teacher, she says, you know, there was a boy that I was friendly with in high school. I wonder what happened to him. And she found out this boy became Chaim, and she married him. And they have a beautiful mishpacha today. Mamish, one of those, you know, you read in his books, it's like, wow. Shkacha pratis. Where did this all come from? V'kasher yikabel ha'odem es musa Hashem v'yetiv derochav ma'al olav. Roy loy sheyismach b'yisura l'fisha ha'iluhu t'yoloyis nisgovois. When a person understands that when he has Yisurim, Hashem is talking to him, and he improves his ways, he should be besimcha. It's a very difficult, high madrega to reach. But he should be besimcha. because it's the Yisurim that brought him back to the right direction. Tremendous benefits came from these Yisurim. And you should thank Hashem, just like he thanks Hashem for other atzlachas, for other aspects of success, he should thank Hashem for these Yisurim. So if a person can internalize and live his life, what's being said over here, it's very difficult. When I had that kidney stone I mentioned a few days ago, I was not thinking, Hashem, thank you so much, I feel like I'm dying. I felt I was dying. I don't know what dying feels like. I don't plan on feeling like that. I don't hope to feel like that. But that's what the doctor said. A person thinks he's dying. When I get gout attacks and I have to drag my leg along in the past, and I can't bend it, and I can't put my foot down, it's painful. It's difficult to get around. It's difficult to move. Rabbein Yoin is telling me that I have to improve my own personal relationship between me and Hashem, and to appreciate, if it's a situation, it's painful, it's difficult, but to appreciate that Hashem cares about me, Hashem loves me, as opposed to the Nachash, Hashem is saying, I'm giving you an unlimited credit card. You take it, I don't want to see you for the rest of your life, for eternity. Goodbye. You're going to find your parnaza, you're going to find your food on the ground every place you go. Hashem says, nothing to do with you anymore. Sometimes Hashem punishes people by giving them so much success and they never think that they have to improve their ways. Kois Yeshua's S of Hashem, Hashem Ekra, but the person who realizes that the Yisurim comes from Hashem and he improves his ways, he'll be besimcha. It's a madrega to strive for, to appreciate the Yisurim that Hashem gave the person.